My brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday's meeting of the apostles now bears fruit. It's amazing to see the names that were there at this council, and we catch some of the content of what the apostles actually said to everyone. So Peter is getting up and speaking to the to all of the brothers. Paul and Barnabas are sitting there. And then, of course, James, I believe that's James the Greater, all speaking and telling exactly what their understanding of the gospel message is. So powerful to see how the apostles are taking into consideration all the things that everyone is worried about and struggling with. And giving that clear teaching by the prophets, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we can see that that's harmonized with this gospel, how Jesus is going to explain to us not just to remain in my love as some sort of a generic thing, like remain in my love and you'll feel good, but he tells us exactly what that means. To remain in his love means to keep his commandments, to do what he's calling us to do, to follow the Ten Commandments, for instance. We're not just throwing those commandments out and just telling everybody to love one another. It really comes down, there's real actions that we have to do in order to remain in his love. And so the apostles, we can see, are saying there are some of these old commandments that we don't have to follow anymore. Circumcision. It's clear that the Holy Spirit isn't demanding that of us anymore. But there are commands that we need to do, and they gave that list of things that the Gentiles still needed to do. To not have anything to do with false gods. It says avoid pollution from idols. He talks about unlawful marriage. So marriages need to be in union with God, etc. So there are some things that they do need to do in order to remain faithful to God, but not all of the old prescriptions of the law are required. And so let's remember that to do all that we can to be faithful to God's commandments, and remember that in doing that, hard work of remaining faithful to God's commandments, that we are remaining in Christ. And he will always feed us and draw us back to himself if we strive to remain faithful to his commandments, just as Jesus, although it was difficult for him, remained faithful to the Father by carrying his cross. Let's pray for that grace to remain faithful to his commandments and receive him today, who gives us every support to do what he wants us to do, what he commands us to do by giving himself in the Holy Eucharist to us today.